to you in peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. From beautiful Hotel Candelaria in Antigua, Guatemala, my name is Sean Smith, and on behalf of myself and my beautiful wife, Damaris, hello. Welcome to Now is the Time. It is my privilege to welcome back to the Mobile Pro Podcast booth here in exquisite Hotel Candelaria in Antigua, Guatemala. Stove crew number 5, numero 5, and I have the crew introduce themselves, starting with Maddox.
Hi, my name is Maddox Khan, and I am 11 years old, and I live in Gilbert, Arizona.
I'm Hope Khan, and I live in Gilbert, Arizona.
I'm Peter Khan. I'm the parent of those two, and I'm from the same town.
I'm John Dennis, and I'm from Palm City, Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. I say welcome back because this is your second year. And this is John's third year back with us. I'm so excited. It's always exciting to see familiar faces again, brothers and sisters in Christ that we love. And I'm just so honored. I'm so thrilled. When you guys walked out of the airport, I was like, yeah. And it really threw me, Peter, because it took you guys a long time, maybe an hour or something, to come through customs. And there were two other bald Asian men that came through. You were always laughing like, I'm the only bald Asian man in Guatemala. Well, there's two others this week. That totally threw me off. But
there's three in Guatemala.
But none as good looking as me.
Well, of course not. But
you're not as good as looking as me, Dad. So sorry. Goodness
looking. It was dim lighting. You know, it was dim lighting. But no, it's really great to have all of you back here. Today this was our first day to be on site, right? To Corazón de los Niños. And we had some presentations. Some kids did some things to present. We ate some food. We heard more about the program. And so tell me about your day. Tell me what stands out, what was memorable for all of you.
The little girl that we met, the little girl and boy that we built a stove for last year, they remembered us and they like walked up to us and gave us hugs and stuff.
They were there at the center today?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
They did the presentation.
And did you remember them?
Because mm-hmm. We're sponsoring them, I think.
Oh, your sponsored kids were there today? That's crazy. There was only, what, 8 kids there or something?
10.
2 of them happened to be your sponsored kids? Wow, yeah. That's insane. That's awesome. What else?
Oh. Well, just meeting more kids. It was just really exciting.
More Guatemalan kids?
Yeah,
more U.S. kids?
Both.
Yeah.
Because I have to, because there's a lot more people this year than last year. And then also there's some more Guatemalan people that I haven't met.
Yeah. Cool. Peter, John, anything stand out today?
Well, just, this year has more people than last year. Last year we had a really intimate, small crew, which we loved. We enjoyed immensely. But, you know, meeting more people is great, too. And so definitely, you know, have a lot of interaction with new people. And and also just seeing the same crew from last year, you know, meeting Casildo, our Guatemalan volunteer, and Elba, you know, meeting the director again, getting big kisses from her is great. You know, it's kind of, there's that familiarity, which makes you want to come back more.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, that, you know, a lot of mission teams, they do a different country every year. They do a different mission project each year, different town each year. And we try to return several times, several years in a row. As long as we feel, you know, we can be helpful, we try to come back to build those long-term relationships. And this is our fourth year at Corazón de los Niños, so they are like family for us. And to know that you felt that, you know, sense of family and just incredible love just after coming back from 1 year, that warms my heart, because that's definitely how we feel too. And we want everyone to experience that sense of community, that true community, you know, that, wow, we really appreciate you.
Yeah. I'd say for me, coming back to see the children's always highlight for me. In particular, I really loved how Maddox came last year and introduced this new concept, this new game of variation of dodgeball, but with his hat. There's no dodgeballs around, you know. And so he made use of something that was on his body, which was his ball cap. And the kids gather and they separate themselves between a sidewalk on the other side of a sidewalk, and they throw the hat at each other, and it's the same rules as dodgeball for the most part. I mean, and it's just so fun. And I often find myself, like this afternoon, I'm like on the sidelines watching this with this big grin, and I'm like jumping like as it's being thrown. I'm like, oh no, you know. And I realize I'm jumping around myself because I'm like so into watching this. That's been a really big highlight for me. And you know, as of this recording, we're kind of just getting started in the week, and so there's a lot of experiences to come, I think. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of information today, right? We did have a presentation from the kids. I guess some of your sponsored kids. Tell us what that was like. Explain to those who weren't here what happened there, and then what you ate afterwards.
We ate food, good food. Well, it felt really exciting to see the kids that we saw last year. Just like really happy, so we could just like play with them, you know. And then after we ate like this really good food, it was like some like rice, like this weird but good rice with some like chicken or something. And then there was like a side of like
potato.
Potatoes, but I don't really like those potatoes. But besides that, it was good food.
Well, there is potatoes, and then there was another vegetable.
Yeah, I wasn't that into
looked
that
like
either.
A potato and kind of felt like a potato. It was called a huicoy. Huicoy, it's a local vegetable here in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dinner or that lunch was exquisite. I always look forward to that.
Yeah, so it's a homemade lunch by the ladies of the project, and it's called pepian con pollo. Yeah. It's a pepian sauce or gravy, really, that has 30-some spices in it. It takes some 8 to 10 hours to cook, and it's just...
Tasted like it, like there's 30 spices in there. Yeah,
and it tasted cooked for a long, lot
hours.
Of... Yeah, it just, you know, and then for me, sitting over that meal, you kind of savor every bite because of that fact. Mm. But also, too, you're more... I guess, aware of what you're eating because of how much attention was put into it. So you don't, you know, back home, we take food for granted. It's almost like a thorn in our sides. Like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner tonight? Or what are we going to do for lunch? Or, oh, we're going to run to Chipotle. We're going to cook up some whatever. But this, it's like, you want to savor it. You want to take your time because there's a lot of time and effort and just consuming it. Is like an honor. That's the best way to put it, you know? Mm. So that was amazing. It's always one of my favorite parts of the week.
I hope I get a chance to share your thoughts with the ladies who made it, because they're always so worried that, you know, they know this isn't McDonald's. Mm. They know this isn't Chipotle or Domino's. Like, these are the companies they know here. Let alone a mom and pop restaurant. I mean, they're always very concerned that this is their humble meal. This is the best they have to offer, but they know that it's not what we typically eat in the U.S. And they're always just worried that we're not going to like it. And so I'm going to try and seek out some of the cooks tomorrow, John, and pass on your words, because they work so hard, and this is a meal that they only serve. They only serve this at like weddings or a graduation or some big event, a formal event of some kind. And for them to be able to kind of go all out, and they're having to prepare for 40 people. So that's kind of a big deal too.
We can pass it along to the ladies who cook that I have seconds. So
that's all they need to hear,
right? Because I was hungry. Back in line.
And how about those tortillas, huh?
Oh,
nothing like it.
You'd never think. You'd never know by the looks of it, you know, but you put one of those things in your mouth, it's just, man.
There's a lot of substance to it.
Yeah, it's wholesome.
Different from the tortillas we have in the U.S. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Anything else that you learned today? I know that some of the meetings are kind of long, and she was trying to share a lot of information, but anything that you learned differently this year about the project, about what happens at Cuerdas Unidas Niños that maybe you didn't pick up last year, or some new project or something new that was of interest to any of you?
Well, definitely what stood out to me is that they're a very not progressive organization. I guess the better way to put it is they're very efficient, effective. They're always trying to improve what they're doing. And what I saw was new factories upstairs, the soy milk and, you know, soy, whatever, bread factory. And I wasn't there last year. So, you know, that things are changing and how they're doing things. So I'm really impressed with, you know, Lillian and what they're trying to do. You know, you can tell where her heart is, and they're not just, you know, doing it just because they can. They're doing it because they want to.
Yeah. And it's not a huge team that runs the organization. It's a good team, but you feel a good sense of ownership by every one of them. You can see it. They're passionate about it. They're not off put about it. You know, it's, you go in other organizations sometimes and it's just people with jobs, you know, just, you know, they get paid and so they're there. I mean, you could tell they truly care, and it does speak to the leadership traits and qualities with Lillian and selection of people in these different roles, which is important. I mean, everything rises and falls on leadership. And so to see that, feel that, experience that is big. And then echo what Peter's saying. Yeah, just to see them progressing and to see them constantly improving and spending every penny wisely, you really get a sense of that here. And you feel that. So that's, it's a good thing, and it's appreciated, especially for people who are who wonder, you know, like, where does the money go, and what is it used for? And is it used, I think most importantly, even not so much as where does it go, what's it used for, but is it used efficiently, you know? And that's a resounding yes for everyone who passes through their doors and gets to experience, you know, what they do here at Corazón de los Niños. Another thing too is the like, I guess, realization of how much help is still needed. You know, that they really count on every single person, not group of first people, but single person. You feel like you individually make a difference. You individually bring something to the table that is of substantial help to not just a family, but many families. So that's huge. And that she did a good job this year of not directly, but kind of indirectly portraying that. And I think making the group feel that way. So,
yeah, it's really true. And those are great observations, John, about the staff, especially because I've had the opportunity to work with the staff the past several years, and they are all in. It's not just a job for them. It is a mission. They know this is really important, valuable work that's transforming lives, and they all have a very valuable role to play. They're all team players. When one is down, another jumps in and takes over. And it's not an obligatory thing. It is my pleasure to help step in and help out. For example, Francisco, who works there part-time, his father is very, very sick. He's within days of dying. He's had cancer, and the past 2 weeks have been really, really tough. And he was supposed to be on our team last year, and he was supposed to help us out, and he wasn't able to. And so someone else stepped in, and they felt so bad for Francisco, and they felt so good that they were able to step up and work, you know, in place of him. But, it's a tight team. I think it's 6 full-time employees and 3 or 4 part-time employees who are serving 800 families, 5 people per family. There's literally thousands of people that they are able to serve through this amazing organization. And it's truly an honor. I'm so glad that you guys could see the process of they're constantly reevaluating, is what we're doing effective? How can we be more effective? Not only more efficient, but more impactful. How can we make a more profound impact that you guys were able to pick up on? Sometimes it's hard when there's translation going on, you know, it's in Spanish and then it's in English and then, you know, and there's a lot of information. Sometimes it's hard to catch all of that. But now we're going to talk more about the soy factory, the soy milk factory. Later we'll give you a tour of that and stuff. It's incredible. It's really amazing to help the kids with malnutrition and help raise funds for the project to sell that the soy milk and cookies and bread to make profit. So I'm always curious. I always love when new people come. You guys were all new last year, John, 2 years ago. But I'm always more curious. Why did you come back? We're happy that you came back, but we're always curious what motivated you to come back? Because a lot of people, it's like they kind of check it off their bucket list, been there, done that, one and done, and you know, they want to move on. But you all decided, and Peter mentioned our crew from last year, our small Podcasters Week crew. Everybody returned from last year. Americans and Guatemalans, everybody from that week is here this week again, which is great. But I'm curious why you wanted to come back and why you did come back.
I guess I was just kind of like, I just kind of saw what they had and what I had. And just, like, made me feel grateful for myself and that these kids need help. And it was also just a really fun and exciting experience to, like, meet new friends and, yeah.
Yeah. what Maddox said, like, feeling grateful for all the things I have and wanting to give back, I guess. And then I also wanted to see all the kids that we saw last year again because, like, I know they had a lot of fun and I wanted to make sure they got more fun. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we just had such a great experience last year. I can speak for myself, but I know the kids did too. It was, you know, very memorable. I think it speaks volume to you, Sean, that you put this together in the way that you did. You know, you made it like a vacation for us. You know, everything was really safe, was really provided for. You know, I didn't know what to expect as far as, you know, food and lodging. I know it was included, but, you know, I don't look at the fine print. I just like, let's just go, you know. And when we got here, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. So, and we feel very, you know, like I said, very safe. And you did a great job just narrating the whole trip, you know, like the presentations that you did, it helped us to understand, you know, what we're about to do, but also a lot of the cultural, the background stuff that you provided. At least I'm into that. You know, I like to know the history of how this came about or the culture. So you provide a lot of that background, which was really made my trip. So, yeah, it felt like a working vacation, and, it was serving at the same time. Obviously, you know, the reason we even signed up because we wanted to serve, right? We have that desire to serve. But, you know, the reason we came back is because it was in addition to that, we got a lot out of it ourselves too. Mm. So.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah, for me, it's like a reunion at this point,
right?
With everybody, not just those who come to serve, but you obviously you and Don Maurice, and then the organizers that had Cuatro Son de los Niños, and even the families in some cases that you see again, and it's nice. But I think ultimately for me, it's just opportunity to calibrate my compass, you know. Oftentimes we get back and integrate ourselves into our normal lives. And, you know, it's so easy to kind of get you know, focus on yourself and your business or your career, your life, your family, all, you know, all the things that we just normally are so connected to and integrated with. So returning here each year has just been, yeah, it's been calibrating of sorts for me, you know, and that's refreshing. You go back with more energy than you came, even though you're expending a ton of energy in a week physically. You kind of go back. You go back home with more energy than you came here with. And as so many volunteers here put it, I think it's put well, it's almost as if we gain more benefit than the families we come here to serve. And so there's some selfish reasons.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, it's the entire experience.
Did you say like the food?
Yeah, the food.
And I also just really like flying. I don't know why.
Like
a hobby or something.
Yeah. So does
like,
John.
I don't know. Flying is just like cool. Take off and in the air.
The takeoff especially is very fun. Usually.
It kind of.
Terrifying. Really?
I like it because I take out my electronic device and just.
I think the kids like the travel aspect, obviously, because they get to leave country. You know, for an 11 and 13 year old, that's really exciting. But I think it's like travel with a purpose. You know, you have a reason for the travel. It's almost like a business trip for them, right? That's work for them.
Yeah.
There's a purpose behind it instead of just going somewhere and sitting somewhere and on the beach or something. I think, I don't know. I think they get a lot more out of it. They get a lot more benefit from a parent's perspective out of a trip like this. But I also see that they have a lot of fun too. I mean, seeing my, you know, Hope and Maddox giggling and laughing with friends that they made along the way is, you know, made it all worth it for me.
Yeah. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with family, friends who may have helped make it possible for you to be here, or maybe for those who've not been here before but may be considering coming at some point in the future? Care to share anything for them?
I would say, if you're a family member of someone who's here or a friend of someone who's here, why aren't you here? By now, there's got to be something that's kind of, you know, maybe sparked some interest. For me, it was a conversation with you, Sean, over some time. But you know, the reason this the organization's called Now is the Time is because it is. I mean, it's the time. There's never a perfect time. There's always something going on with the kids or with school, with the career, with the job, or with life. And so at some point, you just got to say, you know what? I'm going to get off my tush and I'm going to get down to Guatemala and I'm going to serve and love on some children and their families. And then out of that will come a life-changing experience. Those are my final thoughts.
I thank my mom for this award. Yeah, she was always supporting me along the way. I just feel like on TV when they like get the Grammys or something, like, woo! Thank my mom for this award.
Thanks, mom.
Thanks, mom. She might be listening, right?
Yeah.
Hi, mom. Hi. How are you doing?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, not everyone, like for us, it's like, why isn't my wife here? Well, we got two younger ones in tow that is very difficult to bring. So we had to make a decision. Are we all coming? Initially, we thought we could just all come. But, you know, we decided against that. So, you know, you may need some support of some family members that can watch the younger kids. And so definitely that's something to consider.
Be nice to your mom.
Yeah. So, you know, but I would love to have my wife to have this experience. So I may have to switch off with her, you know, just so she can get this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want her to have some. It's such a great experience. I want her to have some of it, you know. Yeah.
Just that mom is a little bit more overprotective. Just a little.
We love you, Mom. And
thanks, Mom.
We, as the mission directors, are so grateful to you, Mom. I don't know your other name other than Mom.
Mom Kelly.
Mom Kelly. Mom. Sincerely, we can't do this without people like you supporting and sending those who are here. And for those who are here around this table, I say it again. We are truly, sincerely humbled, honored, and thrilled that you all came back. We know that you have many, many options of things to do with your time, especially in the summer. And we are just thrilled that you decided this year to come back here and to join us in serving these kids and these beautiful families who just need a hand up, not a handout, but a hand up, and to be reminded that they're loved. And you all do that just so, so well. So thank you again for your service to our Lord and to his children here in Guatemala. And thanks for sharing your stories in the podcast.
All right. Amen.
So that's all the time we have for now from Antigua, Guatemala. If you'd like more information about our mission, team photos, audio podcasts, blog posts, or even YouTube videos, visit our mission website at nowisthetimeformissions.com. That's nowisthetimeformissions.com. And until next time, this is Sean Smith saying Dios te bendiga, may God bless you. Vaya con Dios, go with God. Pero no inmediatamente.